you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I knew it would happen. It happened a couple times in the past week or so. What was that? Hear some crackling?
Something going on? Oh, I hear something.
Good, it wasn't just my headphones?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hang on here. Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a buzz in these microphones. Great.
Yeah. No, it's going to bug me.
No, it's really loud in my headphones.
Yeah, it's probably...
Is it on the air?
Yeah, it might not even be noticeable to the audience.
Take that call if it is on the air. It's in my headphones,
it's
right?
It's bugging me.
Yeah, it's in my headphones. So it happened to me twice over the past week. I'm dreaming about the virus now. I mean, usually I dream about, you know, something to do with the radio or whatever we do, you know, in your personal life, blah, blah, blah. I'm dreaming about washing my hands and... all kinds of crazy coronavirus. I should write them down when I wake up, the coronavirus dreams, you know.
You actually remember them?
I didn't remember, but I remember it was about the coronavirus. I remember washing my hands and being all worried and crap, you know, like we should be.
I wish
but
I
in
could.
My, it's in my dreams, man. Well, you smoke a lot of dope, so doesn't that kill your dreams?
No, what kills your dreams is...
that would kill your dreams.
Not sleeping. I can't sleep.
That's why I did melatonin, man.
I've had a couple of rough days.
Yeah. Take some melatonin.
Can't nap.
But you can't drink a melatonin, though.
Woke up in the middle of the night.
You won't wake up.
Right? Oh, no. I'll probably take some melatonin, say, before I take a nap this afternoon.
Okay.
That might be better.
Yeah, but then you can't sleep 8 hours. You need 7 or 8 hours on that crap, man. Big time.
Oh, I don't take that much. I don't take as much as you do.
Okay. Take it at night.
No, I can't drink.
Well, yeah.
You just told me. I can't drink.
No, you don't want... Well, you probably could drink legally... But you probably might sleep for 17 hours.
Yeah, I've taken that on the weekends before, and it takes a long time for me to shake that off.
Right.
Yeah, if I take
it. No, you're right. It does. I don't take a full 10. I took about 3/4 last night, but it is what it is. I can't. I don't want to toss and turn in this in the pandemic era because I used to toss and turn when nothing was wrong in my life. You know, knock on wood. But now everybody's life is upside down, so it's a little different for everybody. Hey, it's Tuesday, right? Second day of the week. Let's just call it the second day of the week.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it that way now.
Or is it the third day of the week? Do we start
on
Sunday?
No, we don't work Sundays.
We don't do that?
No.
Okay.
Everybody's quarantined, you know.
I'm just looking at the calendar.
Second day of the week. I know Sunday is actually the first day, which I never understood. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, screw that. It's second day of the week. It's Tuesday, right?
Correct.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
The 21st of April, 2020, year of our Lord.
I'm going to fly to Atlanta Monday and get a massage.
You can go there on Friday.
No, it said Monday, right?
No, I think it's Friday.
Yeah. As of Friday.
Now, Atlanta's not a dumbass. The governor of the whole state's a dumbass.
Oh, but you could find some dumbasses in Atlanta.
True, but if they was up to Atlanta, they wouldn't do it, I'm sure. You know, the mayor of Atlanta, I guarantee you, is not a...
the mayor of Atlanta can't make that call?
I don't know how it works.
Can't say, the rest of the state, you go do what you want to do.
I don't know.
Here in the city of Atlanta, we're gonna hang out for a little bit longer.
All right.
Because apparently now, inconvenience equals oppression. Apparently, in the First Amendment, somewhere in the First Amendment is your right to a haircut.
Yeah, and your nails done.
Or a pedicure.
Yeah. People get so mad about haircuts. I realize you and I are long hairs our whole life, but it's so stupid. Who cares?
I'm embracing it. I'm learning to live with it.
Yeah, you're Mr. High and Tight for years now, puss, and you don't even care. So why would people care? Especially dudes.
No.
I mean, and they're saying the buzz cut is back. No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's just easy to do.
Yeah, I realize that. Yeah.
That's the home cut.
Guys are freaking about that. I'm saying, dudes, man, if you have hair, embrace it, you know? Grow it out, you know? If you're bald on top, you got stuff on the side, go all Larry. Hey.
All right, turn your mic off for a second.
Yeah.
See? That's it. Yeah.
It's my mic.
It's your microphone.
I need a different mic. Then it's just driving me crazy. And it must be on the air then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's noticeable.
Okay.
There's a buzz on the air.
Yeah. Okay, I will. But I get it. Hang on a sec. Okay. Oh, this is great.
This isn't going to work.
I got to use Todd's mic. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Hello. Hang on. Turn your on. Go ahead. Turn yours on. They're going to need to fix that. That's the main mic. All right. Great.
All right. Is this working?
Yeah, it does. Okay, I'm not hearing the buzz. Okay. It's that microphone. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, we figured it out.
Yeah.
I thought that was, because that would have been.
Sorry, this is our first time doing a podcast.
Yeah. You can download if you'd like. There you go. It's working. That's working. All right. Good thing we got the bugs out. You know, really got the bugs out there.
Yeah, we had to do a little troubleshooting.
In that particular break.
That's what we have.
I'm going to screw this up, though, this morning about five times.
Oh, no,
microphones are different. Everything's different.
Because it's a totally different sequence.
Right, exactly. All right. And what did you scratch your ass before you grabbed this microphone? I got to wash this mic off.
I did.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
You scratched Todd's ass.
Both.
Okay.
I scratched my ass and his
Dr.
ass.
Dr. Mina said you can't dig
in. And then I rubbed it all over.
Dr. Mina said you can't dig in your butt. Like, that's a problem.
Oh, I thought that was not a problem.
Well, she said it was. I'm thinking, you can't dig in your face. Why can't you dig in your butt? You know, you don't breathe through your butt.
Yeah, I would think that would affect.
I'm so tired of doctors telling me what science is about.
All orifices.
Science, schmience.
But I don't think the virus.
I pray to the Lord.
Can the virus invade you through the ass?
I hope so. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
How about that? No, we determined that she said, Doc said, not through the ears. Like you can dig in your ears.
Yeah, so why couldn't you dig in your ass?
Yeah.
You know, your ass is further away from your head than your ears.
I think these doctors just make stuff up.
I think so, too. I think I'm going to go out.
I don't believe it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So right. I walk out of the garage.
By the way, that's how they all talk on camera.
Yeah.
They were even talking like that, and they were showing that Harrisburg, Pennsylvania was all over the national news. That's my home area. Bunch of freaking idiots.
Yeah, right outside my garage door this morning, there is a mouse.
Oh, and a dead mouse?
He's chasing his tail. No, he's not dead yet.
Oh.
He's chasing his tail like he's got that, what do they call it? Whirling disease. I've seen it in fish before.
Okay.
I've read about it in deer and elk.
They just spin till they die?
Yeah, I guess. There's some kind of neurological disorder.
Oh, that would suck.
Their brain is fried somehow. So I didn't bother to kill him because he'll just die a horrible death. Soon enough.
That's sad.
But I didn't know.
Why? I like mice, but it's sad.
Is there whirling disease in mice? Because
I don't know. Look that up.
There's no documented case of it. I swear to God, I just witnessed it this morning.
Plus, are they doing the mistake of not showing the other episodes of the Michael Jordan thing now so I can catch up?
No.
Because I'm looking ahead, they're not showing Dick.
Yeah, it's Sundays.
I know, but when can I see the first two?
Oh, on demand, I'm sure you can get
it. All right, okay, got it.
There's two?
All right.
Yeah, it's 10 episodes, 10-hour-long episodes, but they're showing two at a time.
Yeah. Okay.
Every Sunday night for 5 weeks.
Okay, so I caught the DVR on Sunday night. Yeah, that would be episode one and two?
Yeah, one and two.
I might watch.
And you want the ESPN feed so you can hear the F-bombs.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I taped it off of a regular ESPN.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah. ESPN2 is the safe for the children.
Oh, yeah.
Bleeped.
Because my kids like Michael Jordan, but I don't want to know that he drops an F-bomb from time to time.
He does.
Your kids have to be explained who Michael Jordan is. Some kids, by the way. There's a lot of young kids out there that don't. That's apparently the first two episodes they dig into his past.
Yeah.
I was hearing that. Some hardcore sports nerds are saying, the first two episodes weren't that good. They tell you stuff you already know. Yeah, they're explaining it to people that don't know about his career. You know, that's what they're
doing.
Well,
again, they keep jumping the timeline back from that 97-98 season back. Okay, well, here's how this happened, and here's where it ties in. And they come back and forth.
It's Earth Day today, right?
Is it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Ed Begley Jr. is going to phone the program. Did you celebrate 420 yesterday, Todd?
Yeah, but at 420.
You celebrated 419, so what's the difference, right?
It was time for yoga, so.
All right. Well, you're not a real stoner.
No, I'm not.
You're not a real stoner.
Because I chose.
I guarantee I know who did do it at 420.
Yoga over being yoga.
Greg Evans.
420, 2020. So I waited.
Greg Evans. Nick Allen. Nick Allen probably lit one up right there at his cubicle.
He might have been working.
420 was working.
Yeah, right? So I don't think he did that.
All right.
But I got together with some stoner friends on the Zoom last night.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then we watched each other smoke and not talk. That was our 420.
Craig and a few, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.